You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I've so been looking forward to our next interview for many, many weeks already. We are focusing on the scandal that has become the defining story of federal fraud in the pandemic era. It's the Feeding Our Future scheme, and unfortunately, once again, it put Minnesota in the national spotlight. It was a massive conspiracy that stole over at least $250 million. It could be up to $1 billion that were meant to feed hungry children right here in our state. The numbers are staggering. Around 78 defendants, 50 guilty pleas. We're talking luxury cars and mansions have been seized. But as this story has been unfolding, what strikes me watching this unfold is the story of the delay. We are now learning that the Department of Education employees suspected fraud and alerted their superiors. And the Attorney General and the Commissioner of Education told a judge that there was no substantiation of fraud. Why? Why did they do that when the Department of Education employees said they suspected it? And by the way, the DOE and the Attorney General have been fighting the FBI's investigation for months. In fact, the state, Minnesota, was ordered to pay $47,000 in sanctions to Feeding Our Future because the process was stalled. I have so many questions about the fraudsters. Who may have protected the fraudster? Why our state government fought the investigators, and where the missing money is. And I am so grateful that our new U.S. attorney, Daniel Rosen, is joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Daniel Rosen, thanks again for joining us.
Good morning, Jordana. Thank you so much for having me on.
Now, a lot of Minnesotans don't know you. You were just confirmed October 7th of this year. So you inherited this scandal. You inherited this investigation. So just, I'd like you to introduce yourself to the people of Minnesota. Who's Daniel Rosen?
Well, I'm a lifelong Minnesotan. I grew up in first in St. Paul and then in the Minneapolis suburbs. Went away for college, served in the U.S. Navy, went to law school at the University of Minnesota Law School, and had a law practice here for 30 years before I accepted this appointment.
Well, we're glad you accepted. So then let's delve into the questions at hand. When you got here, or when you were appointed and confirmed in the position in October, get us up to speed on where the Feeding Our Future scandal is right now. What were you told? What did you inherit?
So, first of all, I want to thank you very much for that question, because, you know, in the last 3 weeks, there's been quite a bit of a storm of coverage on this whole story, yes, which began 4 years ago. And I think it's very important, and I'm very proud to be able to tell you that literally every single fact that has been reported in every single media outlet over the course of the last few weeks with regard to this scandal are facts that were developed, facts that came out as a result of the investigation that was led by the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Minnesota. It is an investigation that began actually when the office was between U.S. attorneys. This was after the U.S. attorney from President Trump's first term was gone, before President Biden's U.S. attorney came in and took office. And this was brought to the team here. Joe Thompson, who has been a truly fearless and dogged and really outstanding prosecutor, saw immediately early in the summer of 2021 that there was very serious fraud here that was not being investigated by any state authority, and that this needed federal prosecution attention. He grabbed it. Since then, Jordana, let me tell you, I'm going to give you some statistics, because I think they're worth hearing. This office has executed 127 search warrants. It's searched 250 cell phones and computers, analyzed 3,600 bank accounts. 150 email accounts have been searched. Over 1,000 witness interviews have been conducted. There's been two jury trials that have taken a total of 14 weeks. Two jury trials, and there's been, and I might add, we're in given the season, and there's been one bribed juror, I almost want to say, and a partridge in a pear tree as we go through this, but and we've had three incidences of witness tampering and intimidation. What has been going on for the last 4 years has been a very, very aggressive investigation and prosecution by this office, by the federal law enforcement authorities at FBI and other federal law enforcement agencies, and the people of Minnesota. While I know that they have tremendous concern about what was allowed to happen inside state government, they can take comfort that at least federal law enforcement is on the job, and we're going after it. And under my watch, we're going to continue. And we're not even close to being done. I'll tell you, we have indicted, I believe, 76. It might be 78. I forget the numbers. Defendants in the Feeding Our Future, what has come to be known as the Feeding Our Future fraud. We have almost 60 convictions, either by confession and guilty plea or by people having been found guilty by juries, and we're not anywhere close to being done.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Daniel, I'm speaking with Minnesota U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen. One of my main questions, and I have asked anybody who will come on the show to talk about it, is how was this allowed to happen? Where were the fail safes at the level? Who was pushing this through? Who was rubber stamping this and say, yes, keep giving them money for feeding our future, that led up to, you know, $250 million in fraud? And I do have a little backstory. I just want to give the listeners, and then you can tell me how this was allowed to go on for so long. It's my understanding that mid-level Department of Education employees suspected fraud, and they then alerted their higher-ups. But the Attorney General, Keith Ellison, and the Commissioner of Education were simultaneously telling a judge that there was no evidence of fraud and fighting the Department of Education sanctions, even after the FBI received its first tip line call in March of 2021. So did the Department of Education's actions, which, by the way, included being found in contempt of court for delaying payments, obstruct the federal investigation? And also, did it allow the scheme to continue operating longer than it would have had the judge or the attorney general or the commissioner of education taken this more seriously?
Well, Jordana, I cannot come here and tell you that anybody actively obstructed federal law enforcement. I do not know that to be the case. I can tell you what didn't happen prior to federal law enforcement undertaking this investigation and prosecution, and I can tell you and what I can say is that it is true that some people in the Minnesota Department of Education alerted higher levels at the Minnesota Department of Education. It led to a slowdown and even a stoppage of payment early in 2021. You are correct that there was a lawsuit in Ramsey County in what I consider to be just a particularly brazen act, feeding our future, led by those who have now been either all pled guilty or been found guilty, actually commenced a lawsuit against the Department of Education demanding that they be paid. Now, in the context of some red flags at least having been raised within the Department of Education, I can tell you that that in a deposition, for example, the Assistant Commissioner of Education was asked, does the Minnesota Department of Education, to your knowledge, have any reason to suspect that there's been intentional acts of fraud? And the Assistant Commissioner of Education answered no. I can tell you that the judge in that case asked the Assistant Attorney General, who was in court representing the Commissioner of Education, did you ever address with the commissioner the possibility of there being any fraud? The answer is no, and this is a quote, no, not in those terms. So query then what it was that actually was going on and being discussed in the higher levels of leadership within the state government, that I don't know, I can't tell you. Mm-hmm. We're prosecutors that deal in the facts that we actually do know. What I can tell you is that after that, payments then continued. They continued all through 2021 and didn't stop mm-hmm. until federal search warrants were executed. And an enormous amount of money was paid out after that point.
So what about this allegation that the Department of Education, the employees suspected fraud, but the higher-ups, like the Assistant Attorney General and the Commissioner of Education, they were saddled with, hey, if you pursue this, we're going to claim racism from Feeding Our Future. The folks at Feeding Our Future were saying, we're going to claim racism against this because we are treating mostly the Somali community and you're not allowed to stop our payments. Is there any truth to the fact that this was delayed because the Attorney General and the Department of Education didn't want to be labeled as racist?
You know, Jordana, I don't know what happened inside the councils of the Attorney General's office or the Governor's office or the Commissioner of Education. We're prosecutors. We're going to stick to the facts, and we're going to prosecute these crimes. I can tell you this, that we here, we don't prosecute faces, we prosecute crimes, and that's the way we're going to continue to do it.
I have many more questions. Where did the money go? That is a big one. There are allegations it's gone overseas. We're having a conversation with Minnesota U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen. He will address where the money is, how much has gone, has been clawed back, all of that next on CCO. We're back talking with Minnesota U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen about what once again has launched Minnesota into the national, even global headlines and become the defining story of federal fraud in our pandemic era that has now continued to this era, the Feeding Our Future scheme that has now evolved into a scheme involving kids with autism. Daniel Rosen, thanks for hanging on the line with me. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Jordana.
The Feeding Our Fraud scheme, you mentioned, alone accounts for about $250 million. You mentioned your office has investigated 3,600 bank accounts. Can we get to the total of the fraud proceeds? Because now there are companion cases to Feeding Our Fraud, like this autism fraud scheme. You recently charged a company called Smart Therapy. And we are hearing numbers that top $1 billion. Can your office confirm that more than $1 billion was stolen from Minnesota taxpayers?
Well, the suspicion of it being in excess of $1 billion, I think was first voiced by this office, so I sure hope it's accurate, but it is. Here's what I can tell you. And fraud under the sponsorship of Feeding Our Future, we believe, exceeds $300 million. There was another sponsorship organization that was called Partners in Nutrition, and there's overlap between Partners in Nutrition and Feeding Our Future, and there was prosecution of the Partners in Nutrition leaders as well. That's another approximately $200 million in fraud. So that means with regard to the childhood nutrition program, that the total fraud that we have exposed thus far exceeds $500 million. It is publicly known that we are continuing to, and that we are pursuing prosecutions in connection with Medicaid program related to housing and another program relating to autism services. There has been publicity on the amounts. I'm going to be careful here, Jordana, because when investigations are ongoing like this, and we are not even close to finishing the investigation and the prosecutions, we're not even close to being done beginning the prosecutions on the autism and the housing programs. So I do want to be careful with regard to numbers. However, if one looks and sees that, for example, with regard to the housing program, that had an annual budget of something like $2.4 million, and in the last year, well over $100 million paid out. It does not take very long before you total up those numbers, and they easily could get to over $1 billion. With regard to specifics and exactly how much, we're going to let the facts of the investigation bear themselves out, and you can ask me at a future date, and I think we'll be able to give you with greater specificity.
I do believe that your office has recovered about $70 million in cash, real estate, assets, luxury goods. There's been speculation that some of the money has been diverted to groups in East Africa like Al-Shabaab. Do you have any proof that any of this money went to fund terrorism, and how much has left the country?
So our office does very aggressively pursue the money, we do it because for two reasons. Number one, we do it in order to recover money for the taxpayers, and we do it in order to see if additional crimes were committed. And we are pursuing it very aggressively. Thus far, you're right. We have seized, or you might say gotten our arms around, between what we've actually seized and that which you might say we have frozen. It is a total of about $70 million in cash and in other property such as real estate. We do not have any indicators of the direct sending of money by anybody here to Al-Shabaab. We do have indicators, and now it's beyond indicators. We've got the actual documented proof of people sending money here, from here to East Africa, to Somalia, and to neighboring areas in East Africa. You know, Somalia is a country in which the terrorist organization controls wide, broad swaths of territory. Just as, you know, if you were to send money to Gaza, where Hamas armed criminals enforce what you might call a street tax, one would, I think, be foolish not to expect that the Somali terrorist organizations don't do the same thing in Somalia. So could money have indirectly reached them? You know, to be honest, I think you'd be foolish to think that it had not. But I also have to tell you, we do not have direct proof of that. The investigation on that is ongoing. It is aggressive. It's been going on for some time. Really, though, I think what people should understand, we have very extensive information about the motives and what people actually did with this money. Overwhelmingly, I mean really overwhelmingly, the money was spent by these thieves on their own self-indulgences and on their own investments for their own personal welfare. You know, investing in real estate, buying cars, paying for vacations, buying jewelry, paying for their costs of living. We don't see evidence of intent out there in order to support Al-Shabaab. But on the other hand, anybody sending their money into the territory, I'm sure does so with eyes wide open.
Daniel Rosen, Minnesota U.S. Attorney, I know you've given us a generous amount of time. Thank you. Is there anything else you want to share with Minnesotans about this investigation or where we go from here?
Jordana, the one thing I can tell everybody and they can take comfort is there will be no letting up under my watch. The accelerator is pressed to the floor. We're going to continue to aggressively investigate, aggressively prosecute. The team is really an outstanding group of prosecutors here in this office who have been doggedly pursuing the matter for 4 years with enormous success. Stay tuned. There's more to come.
Thank you so much. We will be following. Again, appreciate the time, appreciate what you're doing, and we'll have you on very, very soon. Danny Rosen, U.S. Attorney.
Take care.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.